Well, we've all been talking about, at the beginning of the call, about how to deal with these frequencies that are coming onto the planet. And we're definitely in Aries, April 6th today, 2010. And so we're really feeling what's happening with these fire energies, these new year, the spring being the new year energies coming in. And that's what people are feeling, and that's what I was thinking about, too, for the call. What do we need to talk about? And it is true that we feel these bursts of energies coming in, and they can feel very exciting or they can be depressing, because the theme for Aries is death, rebirth. So there could be some really, really deep grief going on. And again, with everybody on the call, we are, with all of you Shakti activators, you are feeling things not just for yourself, but for the planet. So as we move into these higher frequencies, out of lower densities into less dense arenas, what we're going to see, it's almost as if we were asleep and then we woke up, and when we woke up we were having these beautiful dreams or something, and then we woke up and we saw, I don't know, the effects of an earthquake. That's what we were talking about. There was an earthquake here in the Southern California-Mexico border, and I totally felt it. But it's almost as if, everything was fine, and then we woke up and we looked around and we saw all this destruction, like from an earthquake or something. So there's all this grieving, and that's what's happening. As more light comes onto the planet, we're going to become more and more aware of the suffering on the planet, which is, the good news and the bad news. The good news is that as there's more light shed on the lower densities, the what's been covered up, literally, the suffering that's been covered up on the planet, we're able to do something about it. But it also can be painful to really experience the release of that suffering. So yes, it is a time of death, rebirth, a time when you could be feeling intense joy one day and intense grief the next day. And this is kind of the experience of April, of this month of Aries, so this will stabilize out as we get into more stable Taurus in May, but end of month May, but that's not what's happening right now. So some people are having sunshine, and in Salt Lake City they're having snow, and it's just kind of all over the map, the really up and down rhythms of what's happening right now. So whatever you're feeling, just know that it's not going to last very long. These high frequency energies will stabilize near the end of the month as we move into the more stabilized energy of spring and summer, the more stable energy of the earth sign of Taurus. And we're continuing to, with these earth energies, also stabilize more and more of the Divine Mother frequency and our reconnection and our reawakening of how closely connected we are with nature. I was just surfing the internet the other day, and I read a really beautiful article. I don't know if anybody else saw it on the news, but it just, I thought it was a great illustration of how we are getting more connected with Earth and with the other inhabitants on Earth besides people. And it was a really cool article. And the article is about, somebody needs to star six, cell phone, somebody's outside. Okay, there was somebody who was a Southern California surfer, Jody Nelson, and it was actually the Sunday before Easter Sunday, and she was going to paddle 40 miles all the way from Catalina Island to Dana Point, which is on the coast of California, for those of you who don't live here, not too far from L.A. And the reason she was doing this was to inspire her best friend who had breast cancer. and she didn't want her to give up the fight. Her mother had had breast cancer, and her aunt, and then her best friend got it. So she said, I'm just going to do something that shows that that can give you strength. And so that was her idea, to be on a surfboard and paddle all that way. And so what happened is, when she was making this journey, a 30-foot whale, a minke whale, swam alongside her 14-foot surfboard for 2 hours. It was a 9-hour journey. And so the whale joined the cause. And it was really beautiful because these kinds of whales aren't usually seen off of the coast here in Southern California. And if people do see them, they're pretty elusive. They might just, you know, catch a glimpse or something. But this whale actually stayed with her, and it didn't just swim. It didn't just swim past her. It actually rolled around, and it blew bubbles underneath her board. It swam under her board, and it was actually filmed, and there was a couple pictures on the internet. But she said that she called it a God thing. She said it for that morning. They prayed that God would reveal His beauty and creation in nature, and allow me to endure this long trek. And so she was saying it wasn't a huge surprise, but of course she was totally thrilled. So I thought that was really wonderful, a really wonderful example of what we're moving into, that we're moving into the awareness of not only our connection with Mother Earth and nature, but really being able to have experiences where, quote-unquote, maybe, although we know whales and animals are intelligent, but a lot of people think, you know, don't really think about animals having intelligence or being part of nature, being part of us. And I thought this is a really beautiful example about how the intelligence, the connection, is really starting to happen more and more, and getting in the public eye more and more. Yes, we may have had experiences with dolphins or whales. I have, when I've walked on the beach and seen, or been in the water, and really felt the presence of dolphins in the water. But just for this type of thing to be on the public news media, I thought it was really beautiful. So as we're going through this Aries month of April, rebirth into spring and death of what no longer works, we're going into these higher and higher vibrations of light. As I said, the suffering around us is really being seen, and of course it needs to be seen so we can do something about it. That as we move into these higher frequencies, we'll be able to live on a planet where there's less and less suffering. And people are also, as they move into these higher, as the Earth moves into higher frequencies, people can see the suffering maybe more clearly. Things aren't as covered up. Another example that I thought was really beautiful was a friend of mine took me to this restaurant that he'd been telling me about for a while. And the restaurant is called Loving Hut. And there's one here in San Diego, and I think there's also one up in Orange County somewhere north of here. But it's a completely vegan, vegetarian restaurant. And right on the wall, as you're waiting in line to order your food, it talks about not eating meat and the healing of the planet. It was so beautiful, and it's a new restaurant. It's just opened. And I thought, again, that was another such a wonderful example of seeing the manifestations of more consciousness about, as an example, there's so much suffering caused from raising animals for food. And even Oprah has something on this. There's a DVD put out called Food Inc., which many of you may have heard about that or seen that or seen the Oprah show about that. But it's just an example where this is something that's causing a lot of suffering on the planet. And people are becoming more and more aware and actually doing something about it, to say, look, there's alternatives to doing this. You don't have to create suffering in order to live, which may be a radical concept coming out of this last 26,000-year cycle that we've come out of, where people had the idea, it was a general thought form on the planet that, of course, you have to conquer nature. You have to conquer nature to survive. It was all about survival of the fittest and domination and power over. So when I see signs like this in the media, new restaurants opening, I definitely see it as a sign of the times, a sign of the feminine energy, the compassion of the mother energy coming back to us. So you can look around too and watch for signs, and that's really encouraging to experience that, to experience the signs of the end of suffering, things, big things that are causing a lot of suffering, like raising animals for food and in really unhealthy conditions and the suffering that is causing those animals. So that's a really beautiful thing that I felt inspired by. And as we move out of the cloak of the density that we've been cloaked with, and people move into these lighter frequencies, what happens is then people are able to see what suffering they're contributing to. So they might become aware, oh, if I eat these products, these farmed animals, rather than maybe choosing something that's less invasive, then I'm contributing to the suffering. So there's more awakening too about how people are contributing to the suffering, and as people move more and more into their heart chakras and into the light, of course, then there's just a natural desire to end suffering because of the experience that we're all connected, and that's what we're working with the mother energy, with the earth energy, when people become aware that we're all living on the earth together and the earth is alive and we're actually part of her, then that experience of oneness, and we've talked about this on other calls, the law of one, that experience of oneness is a consciousness that awakens in people, and then they want to do things to stop the suffering. So with each step forward, each thing that happens, and it affects more and more people, like a restaurant that opens up that serves delicious alternative vegetarian food that has, they have substitutes. The different foods are made out of, I don't know if they're soy or different things. There was something that tasted like mushrooms, but it was really great. And they have that sign or little words about not eating meat and how it's affecting the planet right as you wait in the line to buy your food. Then more and more people are getting the message and have an opportunity to move into that consciousness. So I felt really encouraged by that. Okay. Someone on the line. Siren or something. So if you want to go ahead and move that. Okay, there we go. Sounds quieter now. Okay, there's something else that I wanted to talk about that also showed up. And actually, this was also something else I saw on the Oprah show, and it was kind of interesting. And as we move beyond the identification with duality into the higher frequencies, remembering that in 3D we are in duality, and in the higher plane, so to speak, so before beings are incarnated, they're neither identified as being male or female. Once you move into the higher frequencies, people become more soul identified, and then once we actually aren't in a physical body anymore, we're just a sphere of light, there's not that identity with gender. And once we move up to, we've been working a lot with opening the third eye, the sixth chakra. Once the sixth chakra is actually opened and activated, then that's the place where we're able to move beyond the attachment or the identity with identifying ourselves as a specific gender. Yes, we are a specific gender, and that's beautiful, and we know that, but we're not attached to that as our identity. Our identity becomes oneness with the light or oneness with the divine, and so we move from the identity of the quote-unquote human form to the identity with the divine form, which is beyond gender. and it's beyond any form. So it's beyond being a plant or an animal or whatever. So it's about identity. It's not about the form that we have right now. So another interesting thing that I saw on the show was this this young person who, when he was a child, started telling his mother, he was born a girl, started telling his mother that he felt like he was a boy in a girl's body, which I thought was interesting. And then they went through this whole process where he did hormone treatments and all kinds of other things. But I was just thinking, you know, and so now this person is kind of like half boy, half girl. And it's interesting, and he has a certain, you know, he has a boyfriend that's okay with that. And it's interesting the different configurations that people are experiencing in relationships. There's all kinds of different kinds of relationships showing up now, which is also going beyond, you know, certain quote-unquote identification with rigid forms. But I just also had the thought, too, you know, what if this child had been taught to meditate and said, you know, you're beyond form. Yes, you have the specific form, but you can identify with your divine form. If that person would have felt more at peace and not had to go through all those surgeries and things. Maybe it's what they needed to do or what they thought they needed to do. But again, that was an interesting thought, that what if people were learning how to identify more and more and being taught to identify with being divine rather than these different forms. And so that's what we're working with as we progress through these different stages of awakening into the fifth dimension, into the own consciousness that we've been talking about. And we're not animal, we're not human, we are divine, but we're also experiencing 3D and 5D, as we said last week. This is the first time this experiment is actually succeeding, where there's a certain number of beings on this planet that are able, that are willing to do the work and raise their consciousness enough to be able to experience fifth dimensional frequencies in the third dimensional body, which is what we started talking about at the beginning of the call. With this Aries energy, there's that intensity of experiencing these higher frequencies, yet we're still in 3D form. So I think all this really relates to the fact that this may be the first time that people have actually been able to experience this and maintain their physical form, or also function in society, so to speak, rather than going, you know, to a cave and a mountaintop where they're not affected by all the frequencies around them, where they don't have to get in their car and drive, so to speak, or go to work or make money. So it's just definitely a new experience. It's a quantum leap, and I want everybody just to remember that as you work with these frequencies and integrate them in your body and keep functioning, that information is being transmitted to the planet, to the higher frequencies. It's being grounded in the earth, and you are definitely leaders. You are leading the way. You are holding that frequency on the planet so that others can learn how to do that too. There'll be people on the planet that don't do this, that don't open up to the higher frequencies and just live out their lives in 3D, just not knowing that there's other things, and that's okay. It may not be their lifetime for them to experience these higher frequencies, and they'll be given other opportunities, other places. But on the planet, the Earth is ascending, so we're moving into these higher frequencies, and those beings that really want to have this experience of living in the higher consciousness, the identification with the divine in 3D, this is what the Earth is being prepared for. So other souls will go other places in the future, and it will be a process where people gradually move on. It's not going to be a big polar shift or something like when all the dinosaurs were killed, but it's just going to be a gradual process where people will, as the light increases on the planet, if it's more than their frequency can handle, more light than they can handle in their own bodies, then they'll gradually leave the planet in whatever ways people leave the planet. So it's not going to be an instant, okay, we snap our fingers, 2012, everything on the planet is enlightened, but the frequency to live in ascension in the energy of enlightenment is going to be available on the planet to have that higher experience in the body. And remembering that experiencing life in the body, the feelings of what it is to experience these higher frequencies in the body and hold them, is one of the highest vibrational experiences you can have in the whole galaxy, in the whole universe, that we are experiencing being, so to speak, God, Goddess incarnate, and it is a very rare experience. So this life force is the highest vibration, and feeling that in the physical body, the intensity of that, of what it really feels like to be a God being walking on the earth with the divine consciousness. And a group of people doing that to the extent that the planet is healed and uplifted also, and the planet is now holding that space for people to do that, that is definitely a very rare occurrence. So all these ups and downs that you're feeling, just keep going. It'll stabilize more, and you're doing great, and you're totally Shakti activating, and you're totally helping the planet to stabilize and balance too, which is good. As I said, here in San Diego, I felt the earthquake that we had, little earth tremor. No buildings fell down, which was good. And I think that we're talking about that has a lot to do with that we have better building codes. So that was a relief, obviously. Okay, so things are definitely moving right along. And we are moving into, during this month of April, Aries, we are working on building a bridge identity. So that's what we've been talking about. This call is about identity, building an identity of communion with the earth, identity of being divine and experiencing that in the body. So as we energize and align with the fifth dimensional energies, then we're moving into more and more opportunities to join with others to anchor in, to incubate the dream of the ascended planet. And it's definitely taking a community to work with anchoring in the ascension frequencies on the planet. So everybody's really doing a wonderful job, and being together right now is really anchoring in these higher frequencies. And we are building a bridge identity. And we're building this bridge so we're able to walk in two worlds. And we're able to walk in duality, so to speak, and carry out living within this reality. And at the same time, the way we're also doing this is we're planting seeds in the spring, of course, in this new time with our identity, with our consciousness, with our focus and our intention and our desire. So what we're doing at this time, as we bridge this gap, creating this bridging identity right now in the month of April, practicing walking in the outer world and staying identified with the inner world. As Shakti activators and people that meditate, being focused on the inner world is not such a new concept. But for lots of people on the planet, being identified with the inner world, the inner divinity, is a radical new concept. It's a different way of being. So with this bridge identity, this is going to allow us to merge more fully with the energies of these new frequencies, these new ascension frequencies, these new portals that were opened up that we talked about last week on the call. And this happens from identifying with a future self. So this is a really pivotal point. So what we want to do is resonate and forge a union with a future self, a future Earth self, our future self. And when we do that, it's almost as if we plant these seeds, and we're just imagining these flowers blooming in the future, and that's the bridge identity. And then when we do that, it's almost like throwing out a lifeline or something to these higher frequencies, and then we're bringing them in. And then we're able to pull literally from the future, because remember, as we go beyond 3D, we go beyond time and space. So we're able to literally pull more energies in from these higher frequencies, pull more energies in from the future, and that's going to help us stabilize in this time. So we're in this kind of unstable time. Like I said, we just had an earthquake here, right, in San Diego. But this is going to help building this bridge identity is going to help stabilize your consciousness and make you feel more stable in your body and able to hold these higher frequencies in your body in this time frame as it exists, while we are also literally pulling in the future into this timeline. So doing this, we're able to blend the dimensions. So we're living in a blended dimension. It's not black and white. Okay, now 1 minute I'm stuck in 3D. Oh, wow. Feels really dense and heavy. And the next minute, wow, I'm flying. I'm totally experiencing these higher frequencies. This is a blending. So with this bridge identity, we're able to create a blended experience. And right now we're cultivating skills of blending and harmonizing. That's what we're doing right now. That's what we need to be practicing. So in the future, blending will be a really common technique. And we all do this now to greater and lesser degrees. As an example, when we spend time on the phone together right now, or when we spend time with another person or with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, we harmonize our energies and blend with them. And as we do that, we're able to, because we're opening our third eyes, we're able to intuitively experience what they've experienced. And so that creates an equal sharing where they draw on the experience in our energy field, we draw on the experiences in their energy fields, and we're blending together. And this is what's happening that's creating on the Earth. This is an example of that whale riding alongside this person on the surfboard. There was a blending, a harmonizing in that to our time frame where they were together. So we're going to have more and more experiences of that. And this was moving us into the oneness, the law of one that we're now pulling from the future into 3D on the planet right now. So for that time period that we are blending, we're stepping inside our intuition, our third eye, and we're able to perceive through the eyes of spirit, through the eyes of divinity. So more and more, we're able to work with blending and harmonize these energies because we're looking through the eyes of spirit. We're looking through the third eye, and so we're able to pull in these higher frequencies. And as we view the world this way, what also happens is we're able to open up more and more space of love and compassion for others, a bigger space, and for others to come into that space. So you're also holding a bigger and bigger space of love and compassion the more that you open your third eye and live from this divine vision or this experience of intuition, of blending and harmonizing. You hold a space of love and compassion for others to walk into, for others to blend with you. And this is how it starts to spread around the planet even more and anchor in these ascension frequencies and release the suffering that we've been talking about. And we effectively, when we do this, step off the karmic wheel, which is the duality consciousness of 3D, into a place beyond karma, into a place of love, compassion, and a place of respecting all life, and a place of basically really loving Mother Earth. We could say worshiping, but that may sound too lofty or something, but it's just that feeling of our heart being filled up and then opening the space for others to step into that heart space with us. So this is what we're working now. We're awakening our consciousness in this new time. We're freeing ourselves and then holding the space to free others of these enslaving emotions and impulses and the unconsciousness, so that the conscious mind, our conscious minds, are able and free to join in partnership with our higher selves. And then we're able to rewrite the plan for the Earth and rewrite the plan for our life and to really anchor in love and compassion onto the Earth. And then as we do that and hold that space for others, then they will experience a natural desire to assist others in awakening. And that will start to speed up and happen more and more as we move through this time. And we move into the awakened consciousness of the ascended earth at this time. It's almost as if we've been asleep in a dark room. And we woke up and we looked around. And what was in this room? The cobwebs and spiders, and the windows were closed and we couldn't breathe. And we woke up and we said, you know, wait a minute. And we opened the windows and we let in the sunshine and we swept out the cobwebs. And we wanted to wake other people up. And we wanted to say, look, it's better out here. There's sunshine out here. There's flowers blooming out here. And breathe this pure air. The air is stuffy in here. So that's what's happening on the planet right now. It's almost as if people have been sleeping in this dark room of suffering. And as more light comes in and the light gets turned on, people are looking around and they're wondering, where am I going to go? I feel stuck here. So that's where, as you open up your hearts and hold a bigger space, then people will just come to you and they'll feel that love. And that love will be sent into Mother Earth. So it's not even a question of even reaching out to other people, although I know everybody on the call is reaching out to others. But it's just even that frequency going into Mother Earth starts to heal the Earth. So just start there. Start with allowing your love to go into Earth. And walking on the Earth with more and more awareness and more love and more connection. And that's what we're doing during this period. Okay, everybody, we're going to go into our meditation here, and then we'll talk a little bit. So just go ahead and take a deep breath, and if you want, you can sit cross-legged or just focus at your third eye or take some deep breaths, whatever you need to do to get into meditation. And we're going to set our intention out to blend and harmonize and open up the space of love for others on the planet, the Ramadasa, coming up from the base of the spine to the third eye and then back down, pulling energies up, healing yourself, and then healing the planet. Exhale. And inhale, put your hands on your heart. Bring healing energy to yourself, to your whole body. Integrating your all your chakras, opening up your third eye. And letting it go, setting healing energy into Mother Earth. And slowly come back, come back, come back, come back. And you can unmute your phone and we can just talk for a few minutes. And if anybody wants to share anything or share what they're feeling or any questions. And so we'll just check in for a couple minutes before we complete. So if you can slowly come back, I know you may be a little spacey. Welcome back.
They were on the list.
Would anybody like to share anything?
Actually, yeah, Guru Karen. Okay, it was so amazing when you were talking because you were talking about going into the future, and that's what's been happening to me. I keep seeing future life and this specific future life, and then that's exactly what I feel like. I'm living two lifetimes at the same time, and it doesn't really feel insane at all, but it is really intense. And when you were talking about that whole God Goddess piece, I'm just floored by it because that's exactly what has been. That's exactly the life that it keeps showing itself to me. And I'm fully in the Goddess, connected fully with my God as a partner. And then it's been this really intense thing of kind of dwelling in my life as it is right now, and holding on to that piece of, okay, this is my personality today, here now, and knowing that I'm also living concurrently the future.
Wow, that's beautiful. I really feel that. Yeah, that's really exciting.
And it's part of what brings all this, like, total excitement and joy, but also that I go, okay, I'm really thankful for my mindfulness background because it helps me to stay with the breath and stay here now and realize, okay, I can both tap into the gift of the future and who I am and what I am and all that and live it now, but also live here now as I am now. I mean, it's kind of like a dance or a balancing, a spiritual balancing.
Right, it's definitely a balance. That's why I was saying we're balancing and harmonizing right now. Beautiful. Wow, yeah, thank you.
Satnam, this is Ranbir Kaur.
Satnam, Ranbir.
Well, I talked to you yesterday about the emotional upheaval of some of the energy, and it's always a great reminder to remember that we're helping the whole planet. I don't have the spirit of a martyr, but it makes me feel more purposeful and less overwhelmed, I think. But yeah, I've been going through some of those clearings, and as I mentioned to you, a lot of energy over the weekend, and then yesterday I was very emotional to the point that my eyes are so swollen today. I know. And the great thing is finding out that I have so many awakened and actually warm friends that support me in it. They don't necessarily go there, but they're there to support me through it. Interesting thing is I put a different language to it, but what's been going on now for maybe a couple of months, and I thought maybe I'm not grounded, and I check and I am, is that, let's say I'm in my little world doing my thing, and then out in the world, driving to a yoga class or going shopping, and I feel like I'm watching a movie instead of being in the movie. And at the same time, I don't feel the association that you could say psychologically, like I'm not, you know, and I feel like I'm living in Spain simultaneously to here, and I've been feeling what somebody else described, living simultaneous lives, but I put it into different words, like I'm watching a movie, I'm watching another reality. And the way it's expressed in my life in the last few months, I kept hearing the same thing. It's like, choose your reality, stay with it. Instead of going back and forth between what is my reality and my vibration and trying to fit into some external one, just choose it and be with it. I don't have to go back and forth anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to explain that, other than I don't have to go back and forth. I'm in this reality, and things are coming to me that fit that reality, but I don't have to go out into that 3D anymore.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And, you know, I think I'm grateful that I can be such a great processor for the planet, but, I at the same time, boy, this planet has a lot of pain.
Yeah,
it has a lot of pain. And I'm just really grateful that I'm so connected to the Earth. I think otherwise I would be in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
And I'm more grateful, and you know, I'm not really good at saying it, but I'm very, very, very grateful, not just for your participation, but just the willingness to say yes, because, you know, Spirit probably knocked on a few doors, but you said yes. You know, it's not that we're chosen, it's that we choose, you know? And, you know, Spirit said, can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? And you said, okay, I'll do it. And, you know, so that's, those, excuse my expression, but those balls is what I respect and I really admire, because Yogi Bhajan had them, and every great teacher has them, and you have them in your own energetic way. So, yeah. But, and you know, oh yeah, I wanted to add this about the androgyny. You know, I had, you know, Spirit gives me minimal amount of words because otherwise I run with them. And so every year or so I get one word to meditate on. It just comes. Integration, whatever. And the word androgyny came to me over 10 years ago. And I had to start understanding what that is, because I'm very feminine in looks, but when people touch my body, they feel the masculinity. And I've been allowing that. And I have been reading up on this. And a lot of advanced spiritual beings on this planet for centuries now, there's what they used to be called bisexuals, but it's really an androgyny of the human being as they evolve. It's always been true. It's just not going to be true on a larger scale, I feel. But it's always been around on some level.
Yeah. So I agree. People have all these different, you know, labels and what they call geometries, what they like, and I think it's just getting more and more just fluid, and I agree, it's just androgyny. People are getting more and more fluid in their expressions.
Right, and it's just, I mean, it's no longer definable. People ask me, how do you define this or that? I go, I don't know. I just feel this way today, you know? I just feel this way today, and I think that certain roles are definable only by societal means. Of course, they have to be for, I guess, procreation. But as humanoids, we don't need anything of that. But so that was my share. I wanted to say that and give somebody else space to talk, because I get too excited. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. Anybody else like to share? Anybody else have any questions, comments? Does
this
resonate with you, or?
Can I ask, what she just said provoked another question for me in terms of the whole being able to flow in with future and present lifetimes. Is it, do you think that with the quantumness of the shift that's occurring, that we actually are at a choice point where we can decide to embody a future life here now, or is it better to leave the space-time continuum as is and just take the wisdom from that future life and use it as nourishment for this life and then continue on the way things have been?
Well, things are definitely changing, but you are in a future conscious life. And it won't be totally living that future life, but you'll bring more and more of it in. So it'll be a blending and a harmonizing. So there'll be a
change
about it, rather than feeling that, you know. I mean, not only is there relief around people getting totally just gender identified, it's the same thing. There's getting to be this release about being time and space identified, which also creates tension. So there's a release of that tension of having to be time and space identified also.
Right.
So you can have, you know, you can pull in energies from that, but you don't have to feel that you're either living here or there. You're just pulling in different frequencies when you need them.
Right, okay.
Okay, anybody else want to share, have a question? Hey, everybody else is good. Make it through till next week with all these intense, fiery, purifying Aries energies. anchoring the support and love of the group. Know that we're all together. You're not alone. You can write to us on the Shakti Activation Yahoo group. You want to reach out. And so I guess we're complete for today, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Guru Karen.
Okay.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love to everyone.
Bye.
Bye.